Hi, this is Bob Serling with 10 Minute Business Success, and today my guest is Michael Zapersky. Michael is the co-founder of Consulting Success, a comprehensive learning platform for consultants and skilled professionals who want to grow a stable, reliable consulting practice that attracts high-value clients. He's consulted with a wide range of service providers, from solo professionals to multinational corporations like Panasonic, Dow Jones, Financial Times, Royal Bank, and many others. And his work has appeared in Marketing Profs, Huffington Post, Fox Business, Financial Times, and many more publications. Now, I could go on, but what impresses me even more than Michael's deep qualifications is his always humble and practical approach to marketing. So welcome, Michael.
Hey, Bob. Great to be with you.
I'm so glad you could make it today. So let's get right to the meat of the matter, and I'll ask you this question. What's your favorite business building strategy or technique that's working well for you or your clients right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. And first of all, just to kind of frame it up, I work exclusively with consultants. So, you know, what I'll offer here comes from my observations and experiences of doing this both in our own business as well as with many clients. The other thing I'll just quickly say is that, you know, I don't believe there's only one strategy, but what I'm about to offer works really well for consultants or professional service providers who are already established. And so depending on where you're at, you might choose a different strategy or tactic. But here it is. For those who have a list, even if you only have a few hundred people on a list, you've been building it for a little bit of time, I often find that one of the greatest opportunities is to include a very clear, very deliberate, compelling call to action in your emails. I've seen and encountered and worked with consultants who have been blogging or building their list to hundreds or sometimes, you know, many thousands of people, but yet never generate a real lead or inquiry from it. And so they're following, you know, the ideas and tactics that others suggest in terms of blogging and SEO and so forth, but they're not actually getting qualified leads. So one thing that you can do that works exceptionally well is to put a clear call to action. Provide an offer for people to reach out to you. Invite them to contact you to talk about how you might be able to help them. Not necessarily in those words. But doing this, you know, we've seen clients go from putting content out and blogging and newsletters for 18 months and never getting leads to implementing this. And the first time that they send out an email, they get 5 to 7 inquiries. And this happens consistently for them as they continue to include this call to action in their emails going forward. So I'm happy to talk more about, you know, what that looks like if you want, Bob. Or
sure. I do want, that was going to be one of my follow-up questions, but I have one before that, which is, why do you think many consultants don't do that? Are they just don't know, or are they afraid of appearing too pushy, or
yeah,
some other reason?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head right now. I mean, definitely a lot just don't know, right? If you don't know something, then you're not going to think of it. But I think an even bigger factor is the concern that people have of coming across as being too salesy, promotional, or pushy. And that, you know, we could spend, I know we only have 10 minutes here, and we could spend a lot more time talking about where that comes from and how to deal with it and how to kind of really overcome that obstacle. But, you know, suffice to say it that people are often scared to do that. But the reality, though, is that if you can help someone, then you should let them know. And this is really an invitation. You're not trying to sell something through that email directly. You're not offering people and giving them a link to buy something. You're inviting them to have a meaningful and deep conversation about their situation and about how you may be able to help them. You might not be able to, but if you can, then it's in their best interest and in your best interest. And certainly, I believe your responsibility to offer that assistance and that help.
That's such a great answer, and it rings so true. And, you know, I tell that to everybody, whether they're selling a service or a product. If you have something that helps someone, that's, you know, that's really what the message is all about, is that you are being of value to them. And if you have that, then the only way they can know you have that is if you tell them. And it doesn't have to be done in a pushy way.
That's right.
So why don't you give an example or two of exactly how you might go about doing that, particularly, as you said, for service professionals who already have somewhat of a list?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the first part is to ensure that your email in general, the vast majority of it, So whether it's 70% or 80% of the email, maybe even up to 90% of the actual email content is valuable. Whether you tell a story or you provide a case study, the meat of the email should be valuable to your reader, because if it's not, they're not going to get to the bottom of the email, which is where you have your call to action. So that's number one. Then in terms of the call to action itself, what we've found to be most effective is to start by asking a question that your ideal client would say yes to, right? So it's a qualifying type of question, but it might sound something like, you know, are you looking to grow your sales, or are you looking to or wanting to complete your next global transformation project with greater confidence on time and on budget? So whatever your situation is, or, you know, your ideal client situation is, think about a question that you can ask that if they are an ideal client and they're ready to buy or likely ready to buy, that they would answer yes to. Then after you've asked that question, then invite them to reach out to you to have that call. So let them know if you are, then this next week or this week, I'm offering brand up whatever it is that you're offering. Don't just call it like a strategy session. Give a name to it, you know, a global transformation analysis or an SEO deep dive. Whatever your industry is, whatever your expertise is, think about a little bit of a name, brand up your offer, brand up your call so that it creates a higher perception of value, and let people know what they're going to get on that call. So you're not selling your service. You're not selling the end product in this email or in this call to action. You're selling and promoting and offering the call. So tell them what they're going to get on the call. This is a one-on-one call where we are going to go deep or explore or help you to uncover hidden profit opportunities or whatever it is that you're going to help them to do that is going to be valuable for them that they want, not just things that you think are important, but things that your ideal client would actually really want clarity and guidance and help, and advice on. And so you're positioning that it's one-on-one. They're going to get to speak directly to you. You're going to help them to look at what is top of mind for them right now. And you're going to offer some suggestions that are unique to their specific situation. Now, the next component of this is to let them know that there is some scarcity. And I'm not talking about false scarcity. I'm talking about real scarcity. The reality is you're most likely busy. You're most likely delivering on projects already. You can't just, you know, do phone call after phone call after phone call because you need to deliver for clients. So let them know that you only have a few spots that are available, however many you want, or just say there's limited spots available on a first come, first serve basis. And so it's in their best interest to reach out now and invite them, actually tell them, you know, simply hit reply to this email and let me know that you're interested, or, you know, dial this phone number or click on this email address to send an email to my assistant or, you know, whoever it might be that will help you with the screening of this process, and actually invite them, tell them what to do. Because far too often, this is the big mistake that people make with emails that I see, is they put out lots of content, and especially, you know, professional service providers, consultants are teachers. You know, we like to educate, we like to help people, we like to give information. But if you're only giving content information and expecting that people will reach out to you, many won't. But when you extend that arm, that hand, and say, hey, here's an invitation. If you are interested, I'd be happy to speak with you. You'll find in the vast majority of cases that you'll have significantly more people raise their hand in return and say, yes, I'm interested in that. Thank you. And that's exactly what many of our clients see when they implement this.
That's great. And you know, the way you structure it by asking a question first, people who are interested will read the question and say, yes, that's me, or no, it isn't. And it only takes a few seconds, so it never comes across as pushy, and it alleviates that concern that some service professionals may have of sounding too salesy, because it's just a very quick little drop, and people say, yes, this is for me, or no, it isn't, and then they go on their way.
That's exactly right.
Well, that's fantastic. Michael, this has been great information, as I knew it would be. So why don't we take a minute and have you tell people how they can find out more about you and what you do?
Sure. So you're welcome to go to consultingsuccess.com. You can get access to a free 51-page guide. It's called the Consulting Blueprint, which has plenty of strategies, ideas, principles that will help you to become a more successful consultant. You can also go to Amazon and look up The Elite Consulting Mind, which is my most recent book, which explores how to really overcome the greatest challenges and obstacles that almost all of us face, which is not, you know, the tactics or the strategies, but rather the mindset that we have around success.
Well, that's great. So they can get both the mindset and then on your site, get the strategies and tactics to go with it, and they'll be all set. So, Michael, I want to thank you again for taking the time today. It's really been eye-opening, and I really appreciate it.
Bob, a real honor and pleasure. Thanks so much.